You might remember that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died at the age of 35, destitute, and was buried in a mass pauper's grave outside Vienna. This was in 1791. He'd been a child prodigy, a virtuoso performer on a number of instruments, a prolific composer, the first composer whose operas have never, in 200-plus years, been out of repertory. The Magic Flute was Mozart's last opera. 3 months after he finished it, he was dead. Dodger and I saw The Magic Flute on Halloween, and I'm going to hazard a guess that if Mozart had seen the production we watched, he would have squirmed in his grave, except that in a mass grave there isn't room to squirm. Minnesota Opera, based in Minneapolis, presented The Magic Flute in Duluth at the Deck in Symphony Hall. They staged a version of the opera dreamed up by an award-winning London-based theater company called 1927, which premiered this production in Berlin in 2012. Like most opera, The Magic Flute has an elaborate and absolutely implausible plot line involving love and betrayal and family politics and giant spiders and all the rest. So I suppose at 1927, which is accustomed to breaking traditions and crossing disciplines, it didn't take more than one meeting to scrap the 18th century's powdered wigs and headdresses and cravats and buckled shoes, not to mention the drawing rooms and palace hallways and churches. The set was a stage-wide, stage-high white wall, period. It looked like a colossal movie screen, which in effect it was. There were a few small revolving platforms that occasionally mysteriously whirled characters from backstage out into the light. Those platforms were probably 10 feet high on the wall and strained your sense of what constituted safe stagecraft. While they were out there, the actors were in some cases defined, sometimes surrounded, sometimes literally bombarded by the animation, which was nonstop. The people were pretty much static in front of the white wall, often just standing in place, singing to the audience, in white face and modernist, mostly black and white costumes. The animation, full of weird cartoon machinery and impossible creatures, drove the action. There were moments when the imagery was clearly related to plot, and moments when you thought you were watching somebody's LSD trip. This is making for terrible radio, I can tell. It was a terrific show, though. It's traveled the world already, won international acclaim and awards, and will keep touring for another 3 years at least. If you get a chance to see this rendering of Mozart's The Magic Flute, do it. But check your Mozart correctness at the door. Finally, congratulations to Tom Page and everyone who helped put together the second, possibly annual, Peasants with Torches on October 29th at Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids. It was a local visual art and live music treat, really well done and well attended. I'm sure Tom's hair got grayer putting this thing together, but I hope he feels it's worth doing again yearly.